We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchas Mila, Halacha Gimel, Paragraph Tes. Rav Nosson Zal says, V'ze b'chinas mitzvas mila savodim knanim. Based on what we've been learning till now, how Rav Nosson Zal was explaining the mitzvah of mila regarding Targum, regarding the different things he explained, we're going to be able to understand now why Eved Knani is included in the mitzvah of Mila. We know that as a general rule, Eved Knani is, number one, a non-Jew. We're talking about non-Jews who's working for a Jew. He's a servant for a Jew. And usually, Avodim Knanim, they keep the same mitzvahs as women do, Jewish women. This is an exception to that, obviously, where an Eved Knani, if a Jew owns an Eved Knani, he gives him a bris mila also. Kibozeh onomarin, Rav Nosson Zal says, through this halacha, the fact that Jews can give a bris mila to an Eved Knani, we show by this, sheloi dai sheyesh lanu koyach lechboi sheretz Yisrael al yedei b'china hanal, that not only do we have the ability and the privilege to conquer Eretz Yisrael, as we explained earlier, that even though the non-Jews were there first, supposedly, Hashem put them there first, those seven nations. And then, at a certain time, Hashem said to the Yidden, move them out, get rid of them, and that the Jews should replace them. And Rav Nosson Zal had quoted from Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal's explanation about it, and Rav Nosson Zal spoke about it. So now Rav Nosson Zal says, not only do we have the ability to take over Eretz Yisrael, but rather even in Chutz Loretz, outside of her, in the land of the Goyim, wherever the Jews go into and they settle, we have the ability to conquer that place and to sanctify it, to make it like Eretz Yisrael. This doesn't mean literally Eretz Yisrael, but to elevate it to a very large, to be able to have on it the Kiddush of Eretz Yisrael. V'chol zeh al yidei b'china hanal. And all of this is based on what we explained earlier, al yidei b'chinas ha-toyro ha-ne'elemes, through the hidden Torah, B'chinas Bereishis, which is represented by the first statement of creation, the statement Bereishis, which is called Maimar Sosum, because the other statements, it says, Vayoymer, Hashem said, let there be light. Hashem said, let there be this. In the first sentence, Hashem, we don't see Hashem saying, and yet that's considered the most important statement of creation. It's called Maimar Sosum, the hidden statement, and its merame is to the Torah HaNe'elemes, the hidden Torah. Ki beretzoinoi nosno lohem, uberetzoinoi notlo mehem, venosno lono. Kemavur shom amaymar nal, because as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there, by Hashem declaring on page one of the Torah that I created the world, I made everything, I made the whole creation, by Hashem saying that, he showed that he's the one who wanted to give the land to the Goyim for a certain length of time, and he's the one who decided at which point in time their stay is over, and they have to leave, be moved out, or eliminated, and be replaced by the Yidden. V'zehu b'chinas milas avodim. And based on these concepts, we could understand how and why the Jews give a bris mila to their non-Jewish servants. Ki be'emes ha-toiro v'Yisroel v'Eretz Yisroel ha-koil echod v'kanal. Because as we explained earlier, the Torah, the Jewish people, and Eretz Yisroel are all one. U'kamoishom rabbi senuzal b'zayin havdolois. And as the Gemara points out in the Yerushalmi, when it speaks about the seven differences, the seven things where A is different from B. Hamavdil bein kodesh l'choil, Hashem distinguishes and differentiates between kodesh and choil, holy and non-holy, bein Yisrael o'amim, between the Jews and the other nations, bein yoyim ashri l'sheshes yom ha'maisa, between the seventh day, which is Shabbos, and the other 6 days, Bein Eretz Yisroel l'shar arotzois, and between Eretz Yisroel versus the other lands. So we see that Eretz Yisroel is connected to Shabbos, to the Jewish people. The other lands are connected to the other nations, to the 6 days of the week. Ve'ikar hisgalus kedushas Yisrael hu al yedei tikun habris shubchinas mitzvas mila shuyesoy kol haTorah kula. And the main thing that brings out, that reveals and shows the holiness of the Jewish people is tikun habris, which is the mitzvah of bris mila. That's the beginning of tikun habris, that a Jewish male child is circumcised at 8 days old. Shehu yesoid kol haTorah kula. That's the foundation of the entire Yiddishkeit. V'horlo hu zuamas hanochosh. The orlo, the foreskin which covers the bris, that represents the tumah of the snake. Bechinas tumah soakum, the tumah of the goyim. Bechinas chutzloretz, that's associated with chutzloretz, which is called a place of tumah. Nimtza. Kishonu malin esbonenu bnei Yisrael. So therefore, based on this, when we circumcise one of our children, a Jewish child, zehu bechinas shonu koiv shem Eretz Yisrael. That's an example of conquering Eretz Yisrael. Dahainu Eretz Shelonu, which is our land, min hoakum, from the goyim. Because again, the orla represents the goyim. We're cutting away the orla. We're getting rid of the orla. That's like getting rid of the goyim who are in Eretz Yisrael. And now this child is koidesh. He is tikun habris. He is Eretz Yisrael. Vanu noitlin et shelonu mehem. And we're taking ours away from them. Ours, our Eretz Yisrael. Ki be'emes ha'oretz shelonu. Because in truth, the land is our land. It's the land that Hashem designated for Bnei Yisrael. Rak shezayin amomin hayu choifin aleha. It's just that these seven nations were covering it up, were hovering over it, shehu bechinas orlo dechafi al bris, like the orla that covers over the bris kodesh. V'achshov onu koiv shemeretz Yisrael mehem. And now, we're take by doing this bris mila, by eliminating the orla, by removing the seven nations, we're conquering Eretz Yisrael from them. V'ze bi'atzmoi bechinas mila. And that's what the mila is about. Ki ha'orlo eino shayach li'Yisrael klal. Because orla is something that's not shayach to a Jew. Ki ein ha'orla nikro Yisrael al shem ho'akum. Because the term orla refers to non-Jews. Arelim. Non-Jews are called Arelim in the Torah. Kama yisham rabbi senosal, as the Gemara says. Rak shehem hainu haklipois zuamas hanochosh shivo amemim shiva simei orla. Rotsu lehisaches b'ma she'enoi shalahem klal. It's just that these klipos, these forces of tumah, this tumah the snake, these seven nations, these 7 days of orla that the child goes through, they want to grab onto what's not theirs. They're trying to attach themselves to something that's not really theirs. Aval Hashem yisporach nosan lanu koyach. However, Hashem has given us the ability, v'tziva, and instructed us, berachmav, with his great kindness, lomol esboneinu, to circumcise our children. Uboze onu ma'avirin horla, and by doing that, we're removing the orla, umegalin kedushas habris kodesh, and we're revealing the holiness of the bris. V'onu ma'chzirin esbnei Yisrael l'rshusenu. And we're retrieving this child, this Jewish child, which was in the hold of the goyim for those first 7 days. He had this orla attached to him. He had this tumah attached to him. We remove the orla, and we're taking this child back into the Jewish nation, lirshus hakdusha, into the domain of holiness. Shezeo b'chinas kvisha seretz Yisrael mamish. This is exactly the same thing as when the Jews conquered Eretz Yisrael. Shemavirin hazayin amomen me'Eretz Yisrael. We remove those seven nations that were in Eretz Yisrael. Umachzirin Eretz Yisrael reshus hakedusha. And we're returning Eretz Yisrael to the place of, to the domain of, to the ownership of holiness, which is li'Yisrael, to Klal Yisrael. Kanal. Aval Hashem yisporach nos. So that's regular. That's the norm. Now Rabbi Nosson Zal is going to show us something, a bigger chiddush. Aval Hashem Yisporach Nosan Lanu Oid Koyach Yoiser. However, Hashem has given us even a greater power than this. She'onu Yecholen Lichboi Shafilu Chutz Loretz. Not only do we have the power to take back what's ours, to take back Eretz Yisrael, even if the Goyim had a hold on it for a while, but rather we have the ability to conquer Chutz Loretz also even. ulekadshoi bekedushas Yisrael, and to elevate it and to sanctify it, to take a piece of chutz laretz and make it into kedushas eretz Yisrael. V'chol ze hu al yidei ze biatzmoi. How do we do that? Through what we're talking about here. Al yidei sheheim hisgabru tchila v'rotzu lichboi sheretz Yisrael reshusam. Rav Nosson says, you know what gives us the ability to do that? The fact that the goyim tried. They tried to take what's not theirs. They tried to swallow up Eretz Yisrael. They tried to swallow up that Jewish child. Al yidei ze, through that, ze v'ze loyneskayim biyodom. They don't get what they tried for, and they lose what's theirs. The Gemara says this many times, that when a person tries to steal something from somebody else, not only doesn't he succeed in getting what the other guy has, but he ends up forfeiting, losing some of his own stuff. It's like a ganav pays double, he pays kefil. Person who's caught stealing, he tried to take $100 from somebody else. Not only does he have to give back the 100, but he's got to take 100 out of his own pocket now and give the other guy. So here also, because of the fact that the sitrachra is trying to take what's not theirs, number one, not only don't they get that, but that enables us, that creates an opening for us to take some of their stuff. Because this is not given to them. They don't get Eretz Yisrael. They don't get the Chum. Vigam shelohem nital miyodom. And even what is theirs, supposedly, gets taken away from them. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says in Koheles, Eis asher sholat ho'odom bo'odom leraloi kemuva. That there are times when Reuven tries to take over Shimon to Reuven's detriment. Reuven gets clobbered in the process. He thinks he's going to conquer Shimon. Not only doesn't he conquer Shimon, but he ends up losing half of Reuven. Because through this fact that the Goyim were the ones who first controlled Eretz Yisrael for a period of time. And then afterwards it was taken away from them. And what brought that about? What made that possible? The hidden Torah, Bereishis. Remember, Rashi HaKodesh says on that first pasuk of Bereishis that the Torah should really have started from HaChodesh HaZelechem, which is the mitzvahs, the official mitzvahs. Why does Hashem give this long introduction, the whole big story that He created heaven and earth and He created this and He created... What does that have to be in the Torah? The Torah is a book of laws. It's not story time. So we said that the reason why all of that is there, and especially that first statement, Bereishis, is to teach us that Hashem owns everything and He controls everything. And He chooses to give it to whoever He wants. And He chooses at whatever point He wants to change the ownership. So it's through this Torah Ne'elemes that we are able to take Eretz Yisrael from the Goyim. Because it's through in that Bereishis, in that beginning, that it's revealed that Hashem decided to give it to them, and Hashem can decide whenever He wants to take it away from them. Now, by making this perfectly clear, that Hashem is the boss, He made everything. He created everything. He decided to give Eretz Yisrael to them, and He decided to take it back from them and give it to us. Once that's established, then by the way, Hashem also made Chutz Laretz, and He's also in charge of that. V'alkein onu yecholim lichboish kol hamakoymos ulekatsham bekedushas Yisrael. And that fact being established, that enables us even to conquer all the places, even Chutz Laretz, and sanctify it and elevate it to the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Ki beretzoinoi nesonu lahem, uberetzoinoi netolomehem nesonu lahem. Because again, Hashem decides who to give it to. Hashem decides how long they own it, and the Tumah is in charge. And Hashem can decide whenever He wants that now it's time for the Tumah to go away and to be replaced by Kedusha. This we see in the concept that the Jews are able to give a bris milah to an Eved Kanani. The Eved Kanani has become he's a goy. Goy is goy and Jew is Jew. What do you mean? You can make a goy into a Jew? Yes. we can do a bris mila on a goy. When the goy is subservient to the Jew, when an Eved Kanani is subservient to the Jew, we have the ability to be mekadeshim, to elevate him. We have the ability to take this piece of chutz loretz, this Eved Kanani, and bring him to the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, bring him to a bris mila. Ki hu avodim min ha-sitra achra. Because we know that avodim are associated with, they come from the sitra achra, min ha-akum, from the goyim. V'chulam nikroim avodim knanim. All the goyim are referred to, the term Eved Kanani is like an umbrella term that applies to all the goyim. Shehi zua masanochosh. That title represents the tum of the snake. Sheniskalil, who was cursed, the snake was cursed. And also Kenan was cursed. The pasuk says, Oror Kenan, Eved Avodim Yel Yechod. Kenan is cursed that he should be a servant, subservient to his brothers. When he had the whole story, the incident with Noach, that he uncovered Noach. Shehu Bechinas Oror Ato Hanemar Benochash Kemuva. This Oror that Hashem said to Kenan is the same Oror that Hashem said to the snake. They're both the same tumah. V'yafal Pikein. So despite the fact that Kenan is cursed, it's Sitra Achra, Afal Pikein, Yeshlanu Koyach Lichboish Eved Haknani Tachas Yodenu, we, the Jewish people, have the power to conquer and the Eved Kanani and make him subservient to us, Ulachnia Ulavatla Filu Mimenu Ho'orlo, and to subdue and eliminate, even from the Eved Kanani, to take away the Orla from him, that Tumah, Shuzua Masanochosh, Ulegalois hachesed hanelam, and to reveal that hidden chesed, shenizgal alidei mitzvah smila, which is revealed through the mitzvah of mila. Legaloisoi gam shom, to reveal that chesed chinam that we spoke about, to reveal it even over there, afilu ba'avodim, even in the avodim, shehem bechinas chutz loretz, they represent chutz loretz. Ki onu yecholim lichboi shafilu chutz loretz, because we the Jewish people have the power even to conquer chutz loretz, ulekadshoi begedusha seretz Yisrael, and to sanctify, to elevate it to the kedusha of Judaism. Here he says begedusha Yisrael, in other words, to make it into a Jewish place, a Jewish neighborhood, a Jewish city, even in chutz loretz. Person would say, what do you mean? What do you? The Jews shouldn't do that. This is their place. We shouldn't congregate. We shouldn't try to take over or anything like that. Rabbeinu Zal shows that there is such a concept, that the Jews are allowed. Beruchnius, they have the power to get together in a certain place, to open yeshivas, shuls, to gather together, and thereby elevate that place to a status of Kedushas Yisrael. Because Hashem, with his will, gave it to them. And if Hashem decides to give it to us, to allow Jews to take over an area, there's nothing wrong with that. The goyim can't come and say, what do you mean? This is at least you Jews have to admit that at least Chutz Loretz is ours. Israel is questionable, but Chutz Loretz for sure isn't yours. Get out of here. Either get out of here or separate, disperse. We don't want Jews congregating in one area, you know, that taking over any neighborhood or any city or anything like that. Here we see that Beruchnius definitely is allowed and permitted. Nothing wrong. It's a major tikkun in a sense. Rabbeinu Zal has another chapter on the Likutei Moharan where he quotes a pasuk. The pasuk is V'nishar Gamhu Leloikeinu, that this place will also remain for Hashem. Rabbeinu Zal says that the Jews who live in Golus are called Bnei HaGoyla. Goyla means Golus. Bnei HaGoyla. So Rabbeinu Zal says that the word Goyla makes up the first letters of that pasuk, V'nishar Gamhu Leloikeinu, that place will also be for Hashem. Based on the fact that the Gemara says that one of the reasons why the Jews are in Golus is to be Makarav Gerim, number one. Number two, the Gemara says that the great circuses and stadiums of Chutz Loretz are going to become Bote Knesios and Bote Midrashos, and they're going to be moved to Eretz Yisrael. So we see that the Yidden have this power, the Yidden Bnei HaGoyla, who are there, they have a power it's not easy necessarily because they're fighting the Sitra Achra on his turf, but they have the power, if they're Matzliach, to take even that place and convert it, elevate it to the Kiddush of Yisrael. Obviously, this is not an excuse for a Jew in Chutz Laretz not coming to visit Eretz Yisrael or not coming to live in Eretz Yisrael even. That certainly is the goal, the objective. But the fact that we find that there are hundreds of thousands or even millions of Yidden today still living in Chutz Laretz, obviously they have a mission, and this is part of their mission. They're involved in giving in mulling the Eved Knanis, in taking the domain of the Sitra Achra even, and elevating it as much as they can, number one. Number two, those Yidden in Chutz Laretz who are Zoicha to support Eretz Yisrael, to support the yeshivas and all of those things in Eretz Yisrael, that's another important kesher that they have with Eretz Yisrael.